Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show today, we play music from the rock band Nickelback. We also answer a question from China about the state of Alaska. But first, another question. Could a historic piece of New York City be up for sale soon? Americans like to joke about the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City. They use the expression, selling the Brooklyn Bridge, to describe a person who wants to trick someone else. Individuals have, in fact, offered to sell the publicly owned structure to trusting buyers. But it is not for sale. But over the years, we have never heard about someone selling New York's Empire State Building. Until now. Christopher Cruz explains.
The Empire State Building was the tallest structure in the world for more than 40 years. Work on the building was finished in 1931. While it is no longer the tallest, it is probably the most famous. People from around the world visit its 86th floor observatory to see New York from high above. 10 years ago, the Malkin family bought the Empire State Building for more than $57 million. Now, the family is considering selling shares in a publicly traded company that would operate buildings in New York and the state of Connecticut. Teresa Martin set up the Real Estate Investment Association in New York. She wonders why the Malkin family is considering selling shares in the buildings.
It may be that they may be in trouble and need to raise some funds, but it may just mean that they want to expand and they need investor dollars to actually, you know, do what it is that they foresee in their vision to do.
Some people with offices in the Empire State Building say they are not happy with its restrooms and elevator equipment. The Malkin family has spent at least $550 million making changes to the building, including replacing more than 6,500 windows. The cost of office space has more than doubled. The New York Times newspaper says the number of occupants has dropped from 950 in 2002 to about 200 now. But those leasing space in the building now have much larger offices. Teresa Martin plans to buy shares in the Empire State Building, but she does not plan to put all of her money into the investment.
If you're telling me that I can get it for $10 a share, let's say, would I get 100 shares? Yeah. Would I get, like, you know, 200,000? Probably not, but I would get a piece.
The 102-story building is often lit up at night in honor of different causes or events. The New York Times spoke with someone who knows about the plan to sell shares in the real estate company. The person said the building would be lit up in green lights, the color of American money, if the plan to sell shares comes to pass. More details are expected early next year.
Our listener question this week comes from Hunan Province in China. Chen Vikan wants to know the history of America's largest state, Alaska. The United States bought Alaska from Russia in 1867 for $7 million. That is less than 5 cents a hectare. At the time, many Americans criticized the purchase, but it was one of the best deals the country ever made. Alaska proved rich in oil and minerals. Gold was found nearby in the Yukon area of Canada in the 1890s. Thousands of people traveled to the Yukon through Alaska hoping to get rich. Most never did. But some of them decided to stay in Alaska. Mainly, they earned their money as miners, fishermen, animal trappers, and store owners. Alaska became an official territory of the United States in 1912. 4 years later, the first Alaskan statehood bill was proposed in Congress. Opponents argued that Alaska was far away, disconnected from the other states, and little populated. Only about 58,000 people lived there at the time. Yet those were not the only concerns. Historians say Congress was also unsure about the loyalties of Native Alaskans, the Aleuts, Indians, and Eskimos. But during World War II, national leaders recognized the importance of the territory to security in the Pacific. The United States entered the war in 1941 after Japanese planes attacked the Navy base at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. The surprise attack sank many ships. After that, Congress provided billions of dollars in defense spending for Alaska. Today, federal spending is one of the most important parts of the state economy. After the war, Alaskans were more serious than ever about statehood. They formed a statehood committee in 1949 to work toward that goal. Finally, in 1958, Congress passed the Alaska Statehood Bill, and President Dwight Eisenhower signed it into law. Alaskans accepted it. And on January 3, 1959, President Eisenhower declared Alaska the 49th state. Canadian band Nickelback is a band critics love to hate. But the four-man hard rock group is still a big success. Their new album, Here and Now, came out late last month. Barbara Klein has some of the songs.
Nickelback formed in 1995. Here and Now is the band's seventh album. It entered Billboard magazine's top 200 albums chart in the number 2 position. It is number 1 on Billboard's rock, hard rock, and alternative charts. Nickelback songs are mainly about two subjects, sex and drinking. This album, however, also includes the song When We Stand Together. It tells about war and society's reaction to it.
There's bullets flying through the air, and they still carry on. We watch it happen over there, and then just turn it off.
And then the song calls for change. It says that everybody wins when people stand together, hand in hand.
One more depending. And we all look away, people pretending everywhere. It's just another day, there's bullets flying through the air. And they still carry on, we watch it happen over there. And then just turn it off. We must stand together. There's no giving in.
When We Stand Together is one of the first two singles released by Nickelback. The other is a drinking song, Bottoms Up. Some people might find the songs offensive, but the band does offer a love song or two. Trying Not to Love You tells the sad story of someone whose love is not returned. You hear the following words again and again.
Trying not to love you only goes so far. Trying not to need you is tearing me apart.
And finally, the singer expresses this sad conclusion.
'Cause trying not to love you only makes me love you more.
You call to me and I fall at your feet. How could anyone ask for more? In a time apart, like knives in my heart. How could anyone?
Nickelback seems to take criticism well. Recently, tens of thousands of people in Michigan signed a proposal to keep the band from performing at a Detroit Lions football game. Nickelback members answered by making fun of themselves in a video for a humorous web series, Funny or Die. That is the kind of cool that comes with selling more than 50 million albums. We leave you with Nickelback performing Lullaby from their new album, Here and Now.
Well, I know the feeling of finding yourself stuck out on the ledge, and there ain't no healing from cutting yourself at the jagged edge. I'm telling you that it's never that bad. Take it from someone who's been where you're at. Laid out on the floor and you're not sure you can take this anymore. So just give it one more try.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Christopher Cruz and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. And Mario Ritter was our reader. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
There's no need to go and blow the candle out, because you're not done.